Contractors Board. For a full line of services and information, remember to visit our website at oregon.gov/DCB. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. To speak to a licensing representative, press 3. For insurance or surety bond questions, also press 3. For enforcement matters, press 4. For faster service, please have your license or file number ready. All licensing representatives are currently assisting other callers. Your call is very important to us. For information and online services, please visit our website at oregon.gov/DCB. You may experience higher wait times during our peak hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You are caller number
24.
Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Representatives are still assisting other callers. For faster service, please have your license or file number ready. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. Thank you. Thank you for continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 22. Continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 22. for continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 21. To hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 17. Thank you. continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 15. Continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 15. Thank you. for continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 14. Call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 13. Thank you. Thank you for continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 13. Continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 12. Thank you. To hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 12. To hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 12. continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 11. Continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 10. Thank you. continuing to hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 6. To hold. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. You are caller number 3.
Foster's Board. May I have the license number you're calling about?
Yes, 186-343.
And that's for Mark Allen Arrington?
Yes.
And how can I help you? I see it's suspended for bond.
Yeah, I have two bonds on file. They're $10,000 each.
Well, you can look at that just a moment. When you can only have one bond on file at a time. But the bond we have on file is through State Farm.
Uh-huh.
And that, or we, it was through them, and then that one was canceled, I believe, if we take a look here in your history. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it was actually because you didn't increase it to 15,000. So we don't, you can't have two bonds on file. We need an either one bond for 15,000 or an increased rider to increase your one on file to that.
Oh, because I never got a reply since. Like three emails, and nobody replied telling me about that. So I thought, you know, what's the difference? You have two bonds. So how long?
Well, you actually don't. The previous one canceled, and then the one that we received after that is pended until we get an increase right around it.
Okay, that would be the river one, huh?
Flat
River Insurance?
Flat River, yes. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And I have another question. I'll work on that thing with the guy, because he sent an email, and he never got back to me, so I thought two bonds would be fine, but it's no big deal. Okay, and being on suspension, how long does that take, or just until I get it?
Well, we have to have time to process it also.
Yeah.
Yeah, once we process it, we'll reinstate it.
Oh, so there's no length of time on the suspension? Like before?
It's suspended until we receive what we need to reinstate you and process it.
Oh, okay. I guess what I meant was my license isn't going to go away just because it's suspended, right? That's what I meant.
Well, you're not legal to work while it's suspended, but as long as you don't let it last for over 2 years, you can get it back.
Oh, so it can be suspended for
bond
two, yeah, it can be suspended for like 2 years or whatever the max, I guess. Because I don't really use it.
Well, you're not. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, if you leave it suspended, you would have until February 15th of 2026. If you go past that date, then you'd lose your license.
Okay. Because it was so hard
to start all over.
Okay. Yeah, it was so hard for me to get it. Cause I have a little learning disability. And it took me 3 tries. But it's been 9, it's been 18 years. The other thing is, I'm not really, I'm just unlocking cars. I'm the locksmith. I'm just basically working on cars. I don't really need a CCP license, right?
You actually do for that. That is the...
For unlocking cars?
That you have to... Yes.
Oh, you're kidding. I thought you only need a CCP license for working on homes.
No, you need it for unlocking cars also.
Really? Is there any way that says that, or?
It should say it on our website. If you go to oregon.gov/CCP and below licensing, you can click where it says locksmith certification, and it tells you about it.
Oh, no, it doesn't say anything about unlocking cars. It doesn't really say an endorsement. I looked on endorsement and...
It says who needs a locksmith certification. It says anyone who services, installs, repairs, rebuilds, rekeys, repins, or adjusts blocks.
What's that under?
When you go to our website, under the licensing section, click where it says special licenses and certifications, and then it tells you, then you click on locksmith certification.
Oh, special locksmith, and then look on last semester vacation, and let's see, doesn't say anything on cars.
And are you on manufacturer's watch with the sensor software?
Yeah, for
I know it used to be, I don't see it since I'll see it on our website, but it says that. I'm gonna get you over to our licensing manager and you can verify that with her. Just a moment.
You've reached Dana Zinow, Business Services Manager for the Construction Contractors Board. I'm sorry I'm not able to answer my phone right now, but if you'd like to leave me a message, I will get back to you shortly. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, I was just talking to someone at CTB office, and I'm a locksmith, and do I need a CCB license just to unlock cars? Basically, roadside assistance. My phone number is 503-734-8550. Or you can email me at info@markslocksmith.com. That's it. Yeah, I'm not working on homes. It's just all about cars. Yeah, I do have a locksmith license, but I don't really need a CCB license. I'm not working on homes, so that's what I need to know. And that's it. Thanks. Bye.